views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand. Shannon is known as South Africa's top psychic. Are you ready to make the brave changes that will bring soul into your everyday life? If you have a question on love, career, or health, listen to your spirit guides to find specific, detailed answers. Now, here's your host, Shannon Walbrand.
Hi, guys. Hi, and welcome to the show. I'm going to say hi quickly, and then I'm going straight to the phones. I see we have a caller whose name is Eric. Hi, Eric. This is Shannon. How can I help you?
Hi. I have a question, of course.
Please.
Regarding my health, and mm-hmm. just seeing if I get some guidance from my guides, ways to see what I'm not doing or what I'm doing to help improve my situation. I've had a chronic autoimmune disease for over 30 years now.
It's okay, honey. You don't have to explain it. I already know what's going on. Yeah. So they told me that it's the nervous system, that you have an inflammatory reaction, and it's the myelin sheath of the nerves. Is that what the doctors have told you as well?
No. It's not MS, or I haven't been told anything that's relatable.
So you believe that you have, I shouldn't maybe have interrupted you, but how they're showing it to me is that your nervous system is aflame. So they're showing me your skeleton, but it's not your skeleton, it's the nerves. And they're showing me that they're all red. So of course we can't see that because it's on the inside. And they're talking about calming everything down. So using the Louise Hay affirmation, I am calm and serene, and then not giving yourself any stimulants or anything that is Ayurvedically hot. You know, in Ayurvedic medicine, how there's like cool, hot, and wet. And so the hot things are anything spicy, anything like pepper. I know, I don't really know Ayurvedic medicine either, but it's like vata, pitta, kapha, right? And one of those means hot. And they said they want you to really, really, really lower anything that is hot, spicy, or you could say inflammatory in your life. And then that will calm your nervous system down and you'll feel so much better. So let's just check, you and me, while I've got you on the line. When do you have hot, spicy foods? Is that one of your things that you go for?
No, I don't really care for hot, spicy foods. And I've been told before by a Asian a Chinese doctor to focus on cooling foods. My body
I'm totally behind that,
according to that system. So I tend to, my energy tends to go up when I eat hot, warming food. So I'm familiar with the hot, cold, cooling aspect of foods.
Yeah, me too. Because what they're showing me you eating is Vietnamese spring rolls, the uncooked kind, you know, the rice paper ones, and then cucumbers, carrots, lettuce, all those cold salad type foods. Tuna, mayonnaise, and also shrimp, you know, prawns. But I'm talking about cold foods. Like actually even the temperature of them would be cold. Foods that you would eat out of the refrigerator. Or they're also showing me salty foods would be good for you, like maybe olives, possibly pickles. Japanese food would be fantastic for you. So sushi and all of that, that would be really great for you. So what do you believe your diagnosis is? How does this correspond to what you know about your own body?
When I was a teenager, I was diagnosed with juvenile diabetes. And after 30 years, it's kind of the secondary effects have been creeping up kind of rapidly for my comfort level. So I just... You know, there's a lot of things that it affects, eyes, kidneys, and so on. And I understand adrenals now. So I'm just wondering if there's some guidance in what I can do or should stop doing.
Fantastic. So that's the thing that they're really going for with me. They're really going for the nervous system, and they're really going for calming it down in terms of what you know already from your Chinese doctor as cooling and cooling foods. And to me, they're saying to you, Eric, let his food be his medicine and let him work with that and through that. So they think that you respond better to foods than you do to what we would call Western allopathic medicine.
Allopathic? Right, yeah. Okay.
Hey, would you please check in with us in a month or so and see if that's doing you any good?
Okay, great.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'd love that. Thank you. Take care.
Okay, take care.
Bye. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. You're listening to WBLQ, which is a radio station in America, and you're probably listening to us via transformationtalkradio.com. I would like to give you our phone number to call so that you also can ask your question of your angels and guides. The number here is 001-800-930-2819. My name is Shannon Walbran, and I'm a spirit guide interpreter. My work is to bring you specific, detailed messages about what's going on with you. Our last caller was about health. You can definitely ask a question about health, and it is better to ask something specific. For example, how can I cure my headaches? And the other topics that you can cover can really be anything as long as it's related to yourself. So it's not allowed to ask questions about, should my sister marry that guy? That's not possible. It is really, really possible for you to ask a question about you or your own baby, your own small child. That would be okay. Really, you should phrase it with yourself in mind. So how can I? What should I do? How can I fix? And the more empowered you are, I've found that really the better people, I mean the guides, the better people phrase the question in terms of the I and the empowerment, the better the guides answer. So how can I get out of debt and take control of my financial situation? That's a call I often get. You know, I'm speaking to you from Johannesburg, South Africa, which is where I'm half based. I'm based over here. And then I'm also based in my hometown of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And so I only see clients or work with clients via phone and Skype. I don't keep an office or see people face to face anymore because I found out that I actually was quite susceptible to their diseases and their syndromes and everything I could pick up from them. Somehow working by phone, I'm able to keep myself healthy and up and running. Hi, I'd like to go back to the phones now. I see we've got another caller. I would like to know, is your name Andrea or is it Andrea?
Andrea is fine.
Hi, Andrea. This is Shannon. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well. Thrilled to be speaking to you.
Oh, I'm glad that you got through. Could you please tell me what your question is? And they're telling me that I need to pull this angel card deck. Okay, I've got it. I've got it ready. Okay, you are going to be asking a question, and I am going to be answering it, and I've got the answer already. Do you want to know the answer before you ask?
Yes.
Okay, the answer is play. It's time to set aside work and play. We will oversee your responsibilities for your work's completion. Okay, what was your question? Please, I love it when it works like this. Tell me.
It sounds a bit vain, but I want to, I'm looking at getting braces for my teeth, and I'm just a bit concerned that it will interfere maybe with my work or career, or because I'm single, you know, it'll put a hold on my life.
Okay, so I'm going to work with you to interpret this, and I'm going to take the second half. Don't worry about work. We will oversee everything to its completion. So that means you can go ahead and get the braces, and you're going to feel fine. And you know what? You don't smile with your teeth and your mouth open because you're ashamed of your teeth. Oh my gosh, is that true?
Yes.
Oh, my sweetie, you have a beautiful, beautiful smile. And if you just smile with your lips, people won't believe that you're actually happy. So they're saying they want you to smile and laugh and open your mouth. And so, yeah, go ahead and get the braces for real.
Okay, well, that's brilliant. And tell me, do they have advice on which orthodontist I should get? I'm going to one in February. The last one I saw, I wasn't too keen on. I don't know if...
They're showing me it's a guy and that he's kind of a geeky guy. Is that the one that you're about to go to?
I haven't seen him. I'm not sure.
Okay. It's a man, though. The one that you're about to go to is a man.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Men.
Give him a try. Yeah. Well, the old one you didn't like, so the new one you can go to. And they're telling me that he's going to be fine. You can trust him. You can put your mouth in his hands. Ha, ha, ha. Thanks for calling.
Okay, well, good. Thank you so much, Shannon.
Keep in touch.
Take
Thanks,
care.
Andrea. Bye. Ciao. In a few minutes, we're going to take a break, but I would like to give you our phone number again so that you also can make a call. The number is 001-800-930-2819. We're going to go to this next caller, whose name is Elizabeth, before we take our break. Hi, Elizabeth. This is Shannon.
Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth. What's your question today?
Hi. Yes, my question is, I've been getting a little bit tired after classes, and I wanted to know, am I picking up energetically from other people, or is it something else?
You are in an astrological bind right now, so it's like the stars are completely against whatever is on your chart, and funnily, that is what's affecting you. So the classes are generally energizing. So sure, you're tired, but you're not getting their stuff. It's like you, it's your stars, to tell you the truth. So what the good news is that in a month's time, it's going to be totally different, and you're going to feel like doing jumping jacks and stars after you leave the class.
Thank you very much.
But whatever, I think it's like Jupiter in Gemini in Jupiter retrograde or something crazy like that right now. So it's good for some people and it's terrible for some people, and that's you. So thanks for calling, and don't worry about your kids in your class or your people. It'll be all right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ciao. Bye, Elizabeth. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to go to our break now, and I just want to encourage you to phone in if you also have a question. This show is called Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand, and you're listening to us on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in.
Each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Blyer to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, and welcome back to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand. I have Jennifer on the line. Hi, Jennifer. This is Shannon. How can I help you?
Hi, Shannon. I'd like to know, I was planning on moving either to Las Vegas or Arizona. Don't know which one quite yet, but what I'd like to know is if that's going to be definite and if I'm going to grow roots.
It is definite. It is such a good question. It's definite, but there's a really interesting twist in the story, and they're telling me that'll happen about a year after you move there. You're going to live there for 25 years, so that's putting down roots in my book. That's longer than anywhere I've ever lived. And 25 roots means having community, having people around you. The twist in the story is that when you move there, now they're choosing Las Vegas instead of New Mexico or Arizona, because what they're telling me is it has to do with your business and that you will be successful because you will draw people to you who are actually very good with money and they will want to invest in you and your business. So that's why Las Vegas. And they told me that you would be inviting your whole family and your whole community to move with you. So once you go there, you're going to say, oh my gosh, it is so wonderful here. Please come, please come, please come, please come. So you're going to be like the mama of this entire colony of people who are going to move just to be around you. And you're going to build a neighborhood called the Jennifer neighborhood. So I'm really pleased for you. I think your move is a now move. I think they want you to hurry up and get going. And to make it happen, and then to put down roots, as you say, to get stable and to be working a lot and to be making lots of money so that you can be what you really like to be is the queen bee and the benefactor of others. You like to hand things on. You like to hand things down. You like to give things away. So that will be really perfect for you. How did you like that
Thank
message,
you.
Jennifer?
Oh, I guess I'm gonna like it because I'm leaning more towards Las Vegas than Arizona. Mm-hmm. And that really makes me happy knowing that it is Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. I thought so strongly. And is that your personality, that you like to be the mommy and you like to hand things down and help everybody around you and you're like the queen bee? Does that fit you?
To a certain degree, yes.
Mm-hmm. I think it's something that as you get older, you're going to find it an even stronger role, that you're going to become the matriarch of this community. And whether they're blood related to you or whether they're just connected to you, you're going to be the hub at the center of that wheel. Wow. Jennifer, thanks. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you. Have a good day, Shannon.
Yeah, keep in touch. Thanks. Bye-bye. So I have a lot of information that I've prepared to share with you, and I'm preparing this as if it's a podcast of educational and wonderful information that I have that I really hope will benefit you. So I sat down and I meditated about what were the most important things for you guys to learn about today. And of course, you can call in. Please feel free to interrupt me. It's totally okay. The number is 001-800-930-2819. The first thing that I wanted to share is the card that I drew for you for now, for this time, for this period, is joy. And there's a specific message in the card of joy. It's a long paragraph, and I'm just going to read you one sentence, which is, joy is the highest energy of all. It's the magical sense that everything is possible. Okay, joy is the highest energy of all. It's the magical sense that everything is possible. And where we're going with that is to a book that was written by an actual friend of mine who's named Helmar Rudolph, H-E-L-M-A-R, Helmar Rudolph with a P-H at the end. And he wrote this book called The Master Key System, which is a translation of a guy's book. And that other guy, Charles Henneman, wrote it, I think, 100 years ago. But Helmar has updated it, and it's about reality creation and it's about manifestation. And so I'm going to read you a passage from it because, oh, you know what our theme for the day is. I think I even was so excited that we had callers that I forgot to say our theme, which is Helen Keller's quotation, Turn your face to the sunshine and all shadows fall behind. Turn your face to the sunshine and all shadows fall behind. It's about optimism. It's about focusing on what's true and what's good and what's right and not complaining, right? Really making yourself be as optimistic as possible. And so when I started reading Helmar's book here, this was the part that really jumped out at me because it has to do with that. He writes, what does the process look like? Thoughts are energy. We know that. We've measured it. So if a thought is energy, a concentrated thought is concentrated energy. It's like the magnifying lens that bundles the rays of the sun. A magnifying lens for the rays of the sun. Improperly adjusted, nothing happens. But put it into focus, the energy is concentrated and it causes the paper to catch fire. Get it? That's how he writes it. Get it? He writes a very friendly book. I highly recommend that you get this book. It's available on Kindle and everything. The Master Key System is the name of it. So here we go. He's going on into the more specific directions and instructions, the way that he has learned manifestation. This is a guy, may I point out, he was my friend. He designed my website a long time ago, more than 10 years ago. And now he's driving a Maserati and he travels back and forth to Germany, which is one of his home countries. And he just got this gig working, being an advisor, being a life coach in Crete, the island of Crete, for months at a time. So, you know, I really believe in what he's doing because he didn't make that money being a web designer. He made that money through manifestation and writing books. And gosh, he's just amazing. So he says, this is Helmar Rudolph, the Master Key System. Your secret to manifestation is concentration. It's the total immersion of yourself and therefore your thoughts in the object of your desire to the exclusion of everything else. Interestingly, he says, concentration requires physical stillness, but you are calling the shots, which is how it's different from meditation. So I often meditate and I don't usually concentrate and focus in this kind of manifestation way. Maybe you do. If you do, call in and tell us what your experience is and if it has been working for you. What Helmar says is meditation is receptive. It's a female process. And concentration is impulsive. It is a male process. Not at all for men and women, but you understand in the yin-yang sense of the creating power, the making things happen, and then the receiving power of the female. Okay, so the second part that I wanted to read was, the Master Key System approach is to understand the scientific process of creation, to understand the connection between the conscious mind as the male and the dominant principle, and the subconscious mind as the female and subordinate principle. To understand that one of them gives the orders and the other one fulfills the orders. So you know that it's your conscious mind that is making you say, I need a house. It is your subconscious mind working in conjunction with the universe that brings that about. So I would highly recommend Helmar's book. I think he really makes a lot of sense. I'll just finish up with, repetition is the mother of all success. Repetition initiates the process of small gains. Small gains lead to large gains. And habitual stuff in the conscious mind quickly grows tired of handling it, so it hands it over to the subconscious mind, the place of manifestation. So that's from the Master Key System by Helmar Rudolph. And please have a look. He's got a website. He's got lots of stuff and other. He's done over 40 YouTube videos that he did on his commute through Cape Town, where he just turned on his camera phone and started talking, and his commute was set every week, right? So he made these videos going back and forth on a hands-free camera, you know, so don't worry about that. Please call in and ask your question of your angels at 001-800-930-2819. You're listening to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand. You can find out more information about all of my programs on shannonwalbrand.com. My name is shannonwalbrand. When we come back after our break, I'm going to tell you about several things. One is the Heroes Project. Another one is a matchmaking service I have called Soul to Soul Matchmaking. And then I'm promoting my book, which is called Guided, How to Communicate with Your Spirit Guides, by offering it on Audible. I sat in a recording studio like this and I read the book, I narrated it, and it's a 5-hour recording and it's free on Audible. I think you have to sign up for a trial subscription, which is not a big deal. And that will get you the whole book and you can listen to it at your leisure. And the other thing I want to share with you is a kind of a teleseminar that I'm going to be running every month about tools that will help you connect with your angels and guides. And so let's see. Oh, I do want to share with you before we go to the break. This is the prayer that I drew, and they're from these really, really wonderful cards of prayer. It says, "You are the one who does not hesitate to respond to our call. You are the cornerstone of peace." Please take that as a serious compliment to yourself. You who are listening to this, whether it's today or whether you're listening to the podcast, this prayer is meant for you. You are the one who does not hesitate to respond to our call. You are the cornerstone of peace. I just love that. The affirmation from Louise Hay for today's session is, "I calm my thoughts and I am serene. I calm my thoughts and I am serene." Please bear that in mind as we go into this new year, which is fraught with challenges and, oh my gosh, am I ever going to get it all done? That's how I am feeling in January. For this month, I've set the theme to be goals, and I've set Helen Keller as my fantastic hero. That's in the book, The Heroes Project. And I'm going to tell you that she has really, really come through for me in terms of inspiring me, and I'm actually meeting my goals. Even though I'm a bit tired, thanks to the stars, thanks to the counter astrology, I know that I'm going to emerge from this so happy that I took care of the things that I promised myself that I would take care of. You've been listening to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand, and we'll be back after a short break to take your calls and answer your questions from your angels.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew @AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today @yoandrewnts.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook /Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Welcome back. You're listening to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand. Last week, I told you the story of how an acorn hit me smack on the nose as I was out for a run. I have found that nature is interacting with me a lot lately. First of all, I consider it a good sign that I'm receiving messages from nature. To me, that means that I'm awake, aware, and tuned in. Also, I'm feeling aligned and grounded when I get messages from nature. It's telling me, you're here, you're on Earth. So this week, I brought my little boy, who is almost 4 years old, to a new preschool. And he was a bit nervous in the car, to tell you the truth. But he walked in with me, and he found some Legos to play with. He kissed me goodbye, and then he sent me on my way without a fuss. When I arrived back at my car, I sat behind the wheel, and I looked through the windshield. There, climbing up the windshield in a straight line right in front of my eyes, right in my eyesight line, was a ladybug. So you know the idea of totem animals, that an unusual interaction with an animal can lead us to contemplate the archetype of that animal. I figured that ladybug, or ladybird, as she is called here in South Africa and in the United Kingdom, would have something to do with mothering. So when I got home, I looked her up, and here's the reading for ladybug. The appearance of ladybug heralds a time of luck in which our wishes begin to be fulfilled. Higher goals and new heights are now possible. Worries begin to dissipate. New happiness comes about. Ladybug also cautions not to try too hard or go too fast to fulfill our dreams. Let things flow at their natural pace. In the due course of time, our wishes will all come true. That reading from the ladybird comes from this website that I really like, which is called spiritanimals.com. And there's a dash between spirit and animals, spirit-animals.com. Now, how do you know when you're having a really interesting, or how do you know when you're having an interaction with a totem animal or you're just seeing an ant? The difference is that it's really in your face and they can sometimes look at you or stare at you, and you have a time moment, you have a special connection, you feel as though they're actually making contact with you, and they're in an unusual place. So a squirrel in the tree outside of your window is not a totem animal talking to you, unless he jumps out of the tree, comes to the window, knocks on the window, and stares at you and starts talking to you. Okay, then that might be a moment for you to either give him your sandwich or go look up totem animal squirrel. I saw a deer running down the middle of a big street in Minneapolis one time, and it was at about 3 a.m. as I was awake and walking around in Minneapolis, as one does. And that was, and it was a huge one with big, big antlers, a whole set. That was a totem animal for me. Maybe you've had an interaction like that. There are ways, once you have an interaction, you can go look that up and find out what the meaning might be for you. So I said I was going to tell you about some services and about some opportunities for you. But before I do that, I want to tell you another story. And again, I'm going to refer to Minnesota. There's a city in Minnesota, which is the state where I'm from, and that city is called St. Cloud. And last year, they got a new chief of police, and his name is Blair Anderson. And by my friend's accounts, he's a pretty cool guy. So they had a big city meeting on Martin Luther King Day, and he told a story about how when he was a boy, in the evenings when he got home, his parents would ask him, "How was your day?" And if he answered by saying he got good grades or he got some reward, they would ask, "Oh, and did you help anybody today?" And if his answer was no, then they would say, "Well, then you didn't have a good, complete day. Make sure tomorrow you help two people, one for tomorrow and one to make up for today." I wanted to share that with you because that's a practice I'd like to integrate into my own parenting with my own son. He's old enough to understand. Here in South Africa, we have tons of poverty, and we usually carry a basket full of food with us in the car because there are so many people. And this is also true in the United States. When I was home visiting last time, I did see a lot of people asking for food and asking for handouts. So we usually carry like a bunch of bananas or a box of grapes, or lately we've been carrying granola bars, muesli bars, to hand out to people on the streets. And he understands the idea of giving. He doesn't understand why they would be standing outside on the corner. So basically he asks me, but why are they hungry? And the answer so far, because I think his concept of the economy is a bit vague, is that no, they don't have jobs and they don't have food at home in their fridge. So we're going to help them. We're going to give them a snack just to keep them going. Remember that our theme for today is Helen Keller's quote, "Turn your face to the sunshine and all shadows fall behind." I think that by giving and by interacting, we're really putting ourselves right in the sunshine, and we're doing the best we can with what we've got in front of us. So speaking of that, I'm going to talk more about the Heroes Project, and I'd like to tell you a story. What I'm really asking for in this, in the Heroes Project, is that I'm writing a book over the course of 2014, and I would like you to participate. So I would like you to contact me and tell me a story about one of your heroes. The hero can be someone real, someone in your life, or it can be someone famous, you know, like a president, or it could be an actress, or it could be someone that you've only heard about. But the crux of the matter is, what aspect of that person's life would you like to integrate into your own life? So here's a story. Claire Dalton, 71 years old, is a healer who lives in Cape Town, and she gave me permission to use her name. And her hero, she said, is the Dalai Lama. And the reason that she chose the Dalai Lama was for nonviolence. And what is important to her about this story is that he doesn't hurt anybody on purpose at all. Like, he has zero malice. And you know that about the Dalai Lama. And so she says that she lifts frogs up and takes them out of the road and moves them so that they don't get run over by a car. And when she's picking her vegetables in her vegetable garden, she asks their permission before she picks them. So she's talking to her lettuces and she's saying, "Hello, lettuce. Is it okay with you if I pick you?" Think of someone in your own life, someone who has really inspired you, and take it on for yourself that you want to become more like them. Not like all of their aspects, but just that one that really makes a difference to you. And for Claire, it was the nonviolence, the sense of peace, the sense of "I will do no harm." That's her manifesto. And as a healer, that makes sense that that's her manifesto as well. So that's the Heroes Project. There's more of that on my website, shannonwalbrand.com. And I look forward to integrating your stories into this book. It's really going to be quite a call and response book. I'm going to give a summary at the end of every month about how I accomplished, or to what degree I did or didn't accomplish, my attempt to integrate that hero's life into my life. You know, what was I able to adopt and what wasn't I? If you'd like to call in with a question for your angels, please don't hesitate. The number is 001-800-930-2819. And this show will go up to the top of the hour. And it's called Spirit Guidance Radio. We're broadcasting to you on transformationtalkradio.com, which is brought to you by WBLQ.net. So the next thing I want to talk to you about is the soul-to-soul matchmaking service. I'm looking for guys who want to participate in meeting women who are switched on, smart, and spiritual. They're either looking for someone, they're ready, they're definitely single. So everyone has to be officially single, not just separated, but really single. And these people are really sensitive. So I've been working with each of them. They are clients of mine and they are ready. They really want to get involved with someone. Wouldn't it be a great pleasure if we could meet people who were on our same frequency, who were operating at our same vibration? So right now I have a bunch of women on the list and then I have a couple of guys. And so I'm really actually asking for men to join. If you're a woman, you can join. It's really reasonable. I'm doing it, you know, basically as charity because I'm just covering my admin costs. It's 500 rands for a year, which in US is $50 for 1 year. And you meet three candidates and you meet them only by phone. And then they talk and you have a conversation and you guys see whether you want to take it further. The entire process is guided. So I sit and I meditate over the names and I decide which people are going to meet which people only by getting clues from their guides and angels. So I would like to send you to Audible so that you can get a free download of this book while it's still free. My book is called Guided, How to Communicate with Your Spirit Guides. And then if you like it, you know, you can definitely write a review on Amazon because that's what I would like. I would like to see more people reading it and more people writing reviews. The next story that I'd like to tell you comes from this book called 1 Minute Wisdom by one of my, I wouldn't necessarily call him a hero, but he's definitely a role model. He's a priest, a Catholic priest, and I'm Catholic. And this priest is called Anthony de Mello, and he's a Jesuit. And he was born and raised in India, and he definitely has integrated a lot of Indian philosophy into his Christianity, into his teachings, into his philosophy. He's passed away now. He's written several books. I highly recommend Anthony de Mello. It's D-E, new word, M-E-L-L-O. The master would insist that the final barrier to our attaining God was the word and concept God. This so infuriated the local priest that he came in a huff to argue the matter out with the master. But surely the word God can lead us to God? Well, how can someone, something help and be a barrier? The master said, "The donkey that brings you to the door is not the means by which you enter the house." Oh, I just love that story. It really totally made sense to me. In order to turn our face to the sun and leave all shadows behind, we need to let go of our attachments, even to structures which we believe will lead us in the right direction. Wow, how about that? That's Anthony de Mello for you. And this book, 1 Minute Wisdom, they say to read it slowly so that you can absorb it. I read it in one night, but now I'm going back and I'm reading every single story again, very, very slowly. So, and before we go to break, we're just about to go. I just want to read one more prayer for us for today. This is from the Jain people. Do you know J-A-I-N? Jain, also of India. A weapon, however powerful it may be, can always be superseded by a superior one. But no weapon can, however, be superior to nonviolence and love. Okay, thanks for listening to Spirit Guidance Radio. We'll be right back after this break. You're talking with Shannon Walbrand. Please feel free to call in. Thanks.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand. The card that I drew from the Caroline Mace archetype cards for this segment is Thief. And thief, of course, we usually conceive of a thief as a bad thing, but on every Caroline Mace card, it has the light attribute and the shadow attribute. And this light attribute of a thief sheds light on the potential wealth within you that can never be stolen. I'll say it again. There's a picture of a man, and he's got his jacket open as if he's trying to sell you watches, you know, as they used to do in New York on Times Square, like a stolen watch. And this says, the light attribute of the thief is to shed light on the potential wealth within you that can never be stolen. So what is it inside of you that nobody could ever take? It's your spirit. It's your sense of survival. It's your sense of who you are. It's the core star. It's the thing that makes you, you. And I really want to celebrate that with you today, because as you turn your face to the sunshine and welcome in 2014, that's what we're looking at. We're looking at us increasing our ability to enhance our identity by becoming the best possible version of ourselves that we can be. We do have time to take your call if you'd like to join us on 001-800-930-2819. And I'm going to share with you another thing here, which is the song that was chosen for this show also. So I sit with all of my books, I sit with all of my resources, and I ask my guides, what is it that the people need to hear right now? What is it that the people need to hear while they are listening to this program? Whether it's today, or whether it's in the future, it doesn't matter. This is a gospel song, and it says, Jesus, won't you come by here? It's a really old song. It was first recorded in 1926. It existed long before it was ever recorded. And the chorus goes, now is the needed time. Now is the needed time. Jesus, won't you come by here? And when it goes into the verses, it tells the story of Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel was in the lion's den. He said, Lord, have mercy on me. He said, Lord, you said you'd answer my prayer. You said you would answer my prayers. And the Lord, he sent an angel down. And the angel locked the lion's jaw. I wonder if you remember this from, you know, vacation Bible school that you attended when you were 7 years old. There's a story in the, so I went and looked it up. I didn't remember it exactly. And Daniel, the prophet, had been working for the king. The king was not of Daniel's faith. So Daniel was Jewish and the king was not Jewish. And Daniel was 80 years old at the time of the story. He was not a spring chicken. And the king loved him, by the way. The king thought that he was the greatest because Daniel would interpret everything and everything would fall into place. He was like the head of state. You know, there was the king and then there was the prime minister. So Daniel was really serving an important job. And the other counselors got jealous of Daniel, as they do. And they created a faction and they accused Daniel of not worshiping the king. Well, Daniel was not interested in worshiping the king, and the king wasn't even interested in being worshiped. But the counselors said to the king, we want you to pass a law that for 30 days, if somebody doesn't worship the king directly, then you can throw him to the lions. So the king did this rather unwittingly, not realizing that he would lose his most faithful servant. And then they said, hey, Daniel is your first one to go in. So Daniel went in to the lion's den knowing that he was right, knowing that he was doing God's will, and then he asked God for the favor of sparing his life so that he could continue to do good for the kingdom. And the angel came in the night and locked the lion's jaw so that he couldn't open his mouth and he couldn't hurt Daniel. The story for us, oh, and then what happened was all the counselors got thrown into the lion's den afterwards, and they all got munched in about 10 seconds because they were wrong. What does this have to do with us? And today it has to do with keeping your faith and not being afraid. I mean, can you imagine you're 80 and you're being thrown into this cage with a very hungry lion that they don't feed so that on purpose he would eat you? You might have second thoughts. The point of Helen Keller, turn your face to the sunshine and all shadows fall behind, is that if you keep your mind on what is right, and if you do what is right, the shadows will fall behind you, mostly in your mentality. It is possible that your life circumstances make it easier if you concentrate and focus on creating the reality that everything is good in your life. I believe that that is physically possible as well, and that your life can get easier and easier. I'm more interested in the spiritual and mental growth that can happen that turns each challenge and each lion that you meet on every corner into proof and evidence that you are working with your faith and you are hoping and holding on to that which you know is right and that you're taking the higher path here. So another story that I'm going to share with you is also a Heroes. It's from the Heroes Project. And there's a woman that I worked with recently who's called Angelica Edwards, and she allowed me to use her name and her story of her Heroes Project, and it's also going to have a recommendation in it for you. Angelica said that her heroine, her hero, is Olive Schreiner, who was the first feminist in South Africa, and she had a great political vision. Olive had huge compassion for people who were downtrodden, and she had very advanced ideas for her time. And so Angelica has recommended to me, and I will also recommend to you, the book that Olive Schreiner wrote, which is called Story of an African Farm, which she said is just beautiful and amazing. So we're going to have to go look that up, huh? And Angelica said that reading about Olive Schreiner really struck a chord in her because she was such an interesting person, very compelling. So then I asked the question, which I ask of each of these clients that I'm interviewing, and I'll ask you if you want to get in touch with me. What is the aspect of this hero that you are already identifying with? And she says, well, Angelica says, I have compassion for the underdog. You know, I have some feminist tendencies and I've always been slightly different from the norm. And I'm good with that. I think that's a good thing to be. And then I asked her, so are you already working with people that you would consider downtrodden? And she said that is her main goal for 2014-15. She's going to become a yoga teacher for senior citizens. And I thought, wow, that is so unconventional. So she's really proving to herself and to me also that she's different from the norm. She really, you know, she's not doing things in the ordinary way. And that's what heroes do. Heroes do things in a completely unordinary, let's call it what it really is, extraordinary. And we who are inspired by them, we don't have to go live on Robben Island for 27 years. We don't have to abandon our families. Did you know that the Buddha walked away from his family when he was becoming enlightened? He let them go. And he said, this is the path that I need to take. He had a wife and he had kids. And he said, no, I need to become a teacher. I need to live under a tree, the Bodhi tree. And my goodness, I was just astounded by that. So he thought that family was an attachment. It can be an attachment. There are many ways to live. There's the monk path, and then there's the householder path. And I think most of us that we're speaking with on an everyday basis are regular working business people who are making a living and taking care of our families. That's called the householder path. Unless we want to wear an orange robe and carry a bowl begging for alms, that's the monk's path. That's an incredibly different and unique path. It does exist in our world, in Burma and in India, and even in parts of the United States. And it's a way. But we, as the householders, we need to turn our face to the sunshine and let all shadows fall behind us. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand. I look forward to being with you every Thursday at this time. Please tune into my podcast. Go to my site, shannonwalbrand.com. And until then, take care of yourselves and always remember, you are guided.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to hear messages from your spirit guides. You are guided. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com to schedule a personal session with Shannon and change your life. Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.